hurting him. He has nothing to do with it. Fuck. I think I killed everyone. Oh, fuck. We are fucked now. Oh, I killed everyone here. Oh. I don't think everyone. Man! Human man! Are you okay over there? Yeah, sorry, I just do something sometimes, and it ends up with people dying? Sorry? Anyways, so you must be very confused, but right now you're kind of dosed up with something. I don't know, paralytic agent? I have no idea. Well, I'm gonna fucking carry you home, and like, alright, here we go. Come on, baby, come on, let's fuck. Alright. Okay, so I'll explain a lot of things to you, but you should probably just go to sleep for a little bit, okay? Yeah, I'll just, I want you to just go to sleep. It's probably best. Okay? All right. Okay. All right. Cool.
Get a hold of yourself.
We fucking killed those guys. Oh my god, no. He's gonna hate me.
He's not gonna hate you. He's not gonna hate you now, alright? We need to calm down.
I don't know what to do.
Calm down. I'll take care of it.
I can't handle this.
Okay, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I want you to breathe.
Okay.
Oh my god, bitch. Relax.
Fuck. Everything was going so well, though.
I know.
Oh my god, I planned this for like a month.
It's okay. He'll understand.
Oh my god. Okay. You carried him home?
Yeah, I carried him home.
Carried to our place? What the
yes,
fuck?
Yes, I had to carry him back.
You can't just do that. He's gonna find all the shit here.
He's gonna find out regardless.
Why didn't you just try driving?
Remember the horns?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. It's
the fucking horns.
Yes.
Oh my god.
They grow, bitch.
Okay.
They kind of get stuck in the car, you know?
Oh, what do we do about the horns? Oh, I know what to do, but fuck. Oh, we can't handle this right now. I'm so stressed out.
Just
so fucking stressed out.
Oh my god, shut up. Fuck.
It's okay.
It's gonna be fine. You just need to shut the fuck up now.
Okay, I can't handle this right now. Can you do this for me, please?
Yeah.
Can you just...
Yeah. No problem. Just shut the fuck up already.
I can't. I don't know, man. I don't know. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
He's gonna be fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I'll start breathing. Okay, I'll breathe better. Okay.
Yeah, just do that.
Okay,
right now.
I need you to. Can you please handle this for me? I don't think I can do this. I don't think I could do this alone. Okay.
Bitch, I got it.
Fuck.
I got it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, I'll let you take over. All right. Okay. Just please explain everything to him. Okay. Please.
No problem.
I need you to do this for me.
I know. I know.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Fuck, finally! Fuck, man! Okay, now I have to fucking fix Becca's face. Disgusting. Why does she put this horse crap all over her face? It's disgusting. Alright. Now to deal with the fucking human. Hello, human. Oh, don't worry about me.
I hope what you heard in the bathroom didn't scare you. Okay, you're probably wondering what the fuck is going on. Okay, I have a bit of explaining to do for you from Becca. Right now, the one speaking to you is not Becca. This is an entity that lives within Becca. Hello. And I come out every time she's stressed. And every time I come out, I grow these fucking long horns. Yeah, on my fucking head, yes. So, here we are. I carried you back to her apartment because I could not drive the car back. Because the horns that grow from my head are too long and they keep hitting the roof of the car. And it's also weird to have someone driving in the car and they have fucking horns popping out, okay? So, I carried you. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, you guys were being attacked earlier, so I swooped in because Becca feels immense stress from the situation. I come out, and I deal with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happened to the people that attacked you? Yeah, they are dead. I mean, I absorbed them, but yeah, that's what happened. So I'm just gonna keep explaining some other stuff. She really likes you, and she wanted you to go on this date with her because she wanted to tell you about herself and about, well, me. Hello. Oh, no, don't worry. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm perfectly okay. I've already absorbed at least 4 or 5 souls tonight, so I'm at least good for another few months. Yeah. So right now she's really, really stressed out. Uh-huh. Yeah, the only thing I could do to make her less stressed out is clean up for her, or help get her off, you know? But that's for later. But I need to explain everything to you first, because she doesn't have the heart or the courage to do it right now. Obviously, she was almost assaulted, first off. But anyways, let me continue. I also absorb human souls, I guess? I don't know. Yeah. She told me to spare you for some reason. Are you something to her? Because she doesn't know what you are. Because you never talked to her about that kind of stuff. Oh, you really do like her. Well, let me just save you all the fucking time in the world. She likes you too, bitch. There we go. I fixed the problem, Becca. Are you happy with me? Yeah, you should try explaining to her if you actually want to pursue a relationship with her, because she really wants to do that. Yeah. Oh, I'm stressing her out even more by saying this right now. Sorry, Becca, but if I don't do it, you'll never get to fucking doing it. How can we less stress her out? You can't really clean her apartment right now because she is a neat freak. One time I come in here and she's literally organizing her soaps. Like, every single soap, she categorizes it. It's really fucking weird. Oh yeah, by the way, she's a virgin.
Shut up, please just shut up.
Oh no, you didn't tell him yet, Becca. Oh, sorry. Well, now you know. So, what's important is your relationship with Becca. Do you still want to keep seeing her? Because she wants to keep seeing you. You remember that one time you were watching movies with her through Discord, and you decided you were going to stream the movie, and she was really excited you wanted to, like, watch a movie with her, so she went along with it. And sure enough, Becca couldn't see a single fucking thing on the screen. She only saw subtitles. It was a black fucking screen. And do you know what she did? She didn't say anything to your ass because she wanted to keep hanging out and talking with you. That's right. She literally sat through at least a good 15 minutes of the movie without fucking seeing anything, just so she can talk to you and everything would go smoothly. Oh no, she was able to watch on a different device, like on her TV and stuff. She muted the TV so you wouldn't hear it, and then, yeah, that totally happened. Yeah, Becca is a coward, and I have to keep her in line and tell her she doesn't have to deal with shit like this. Oh, and sometimes she doesn't know I can always hear what she's doing, but every time she sees you from far away, she makes, like, this weird dinosaur noise, like, here, I'll demonstrate. Yeah, she's so fucking weird, I swear. I don't even know how she's able to find someone like you, but I'm happy that you are okay with this person. Sorry, Becca, sorry, I'm just trying to get all the shit out so that it's not a problem later. Yeah, she's fucking obsessed with you. Oh, and if you look in our closet, we've been saving all the stuff that you've given her, and we even have a notebook of all the nice things you said to her, like, how are you, and I hope your day went well, and if you need to talk, I'm here. She really, like, she highlights that, and she reads it every fucking day to me, and it's so fucking annoying. I don't know why the two of you aren't even fucking yet, honestly, is beyond me, but you should really fucking get on that. Oh, I can feel she's even more stressed out. These horns aren't leaving my head anytime soon, so we gotta do something else. Okay, I already told you she's a virgin, okay? I'm sorry, Becca. I need to tell him. This is important information. Okay, she's a virgin, but she totally wants to fuck you. Okay, seriously. So what you have to do, you have to finger her the fuck up. Like, just fuck her up. Don't even stop. She's not that sensitive. Okay, I know what this bitch is capable of. She is capable of taking the fucking D. So if you do not give her the D tonight, I will come for you, bitch. I will come for you. Okay? All right? So, basically, here, I'll demonstrate on her body. This is, well, it's my body, but it's her body. Anyways, she gave me the consent to do whatever I need to do to help her get less stressed and to explain her situation. So, here. Okay, give me your hand. Okay, so, let me guide you to where you need to go. See that? You need to tease this area of her. She really likes that. It reduces her stress greatly. You can see my horns are shrinking now. That means it's working. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Of course. So, once you tease her enough, she can totally take you, okay? We've been practicing for a while, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can actually take... Let's see. If I measured correctly from the toys we've used, She can take a girth of 5 inches. And the longest she can take is about 7 inches. And that's, like, unaroused. She is a fucking warrior. I swear. So, if you don't rock her world tonight, I'm gonna find you, okay? Yeah. I'm gonna let Becca take over again. It's her time now. Hey, so, I'm sure she explained everything. I hope it's not too weird. I was just planning this to be much nicer and much more, I don't know, less chaotic, you know? So, I'm sorry if... It's okay if you don't want to stay with me. I totally understand. It's okay. You're like, I want to taste you first, okay? I'm just so excited, okay? Here, let me help you out. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Okay. Alright, so. You like it when I grip? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna go down on you now, alright? Oh, fuck. Good. Oh, fuck. Okay, so I think I'm ready, because I feel really fucking ready down there. So if you want to oh, fuck. Yes, please, please. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. Please. Oh, no, don't stop. Don't fucking stop. No, please. Oh, fuck. You let it out in me, okay? Oh, fuck. Of course I have the BC, silly. This was pretty fucking great. Oh, God. You know, she wasn't lying, you know, about how much I can take. I know. So, you wanna go again?